is Jamaica's Promise, High School Edition, where we highlight positive developments at the secondary level. Alumni of the Wilmers Boys School are working assiduously to complete a multi-purpose auditorium by April 2015. I'm Kadisha Watkis. Stay tuned to find out more. The Wilmers Boys School is looking to raise $24 million to complete a new state-of-the-art auditorium valued at $170 million. The new building is slated to be ready by April 30, 2015. The previous structure, which served the all-boys school for many years, was ravaged by fire in January 1991. Wilmers trustee and Grace Kennedy's former CEO, Douglas Arane, shares more.
The old wooden hall, which was built early in the 20th century, burned down completely. And so for the last 24 years, the boys at the school have had nowhere to meet for assembly indoors. They have had to meet outdoors in the sun and the rain over all these years. And so now a group of us Wilmerians and friends of Wilmers have got together and said the time is now to build a new auditorium.
Mr. Arane says the vision was born in 2012 and planning has been underway since then.
We asked Dr. Small, the principal, about 3 years ago. Principal, tell us, if there's only one thing that you wanted to have done at the school, what would it be? And he says, get the boys out of the sun and the rain. Even if it's only a roof, it doesn't even need walls. And we said, okay, that's the project.
Work on the project officially began August 1, 2014. And so far, the school has amassed $147 million in pledges and cash. The initiative has gained major support by Wilmerians worldwide, while others outside the school family were inspired to get on board.
Most of the professionals working on the project are Wilmerians themselves, and they're working for free as engineers, quantity surveyors, land surveyors, pro bono, and this is wonderful. We also have friends of Wilmers who have said, I believe in this project so much, I'm glad to see it happening. I want to be part of it. They're not Wilmerians, but they are helping in their own way, whether by donations of cash or by giving materials.
Mr. Arane shared one example of how Wilmerians have thrown their support behind the project. One Wilmers Boys School old boy, Lloyd Carney, made an offer in mid-January to match contributors' donations to the project. For every dollar of new donations, he will match it up to $150,000. So what are the features of this new auditorium? The facility will cover 11,840 square feet and accommodate approximately 2,300 students standing and 1,800 seated. It will also have a raised platform, as well as movable backstages.
The entire boys' school will now be able to sit in there. There are 1,500 boys at the school currently. The girls' school and the prep school also have the same needs. So therefore, this auditorium will be used by the 1,500 girls at the girls' school and the 500 prep school students also.
Mr. Arane explains that the auditorium will have various uses.
Besides assembly, there are other needs. Graduation, PTA meeting, sports and creative activities. So the auditorium is big enough for full-size basketball court. It will also be used for volleyball, table tennis, and other indoor sports. Very important is that it will be available for creative arts, because the school has had nowhere for youngsters who are interested in, for example, playing musical instruments or singing in a choir to meet.
All Jamaicans interested in transforming education should get on board this exciting and inspirational project. Here's how you can do so.
Draw a check to Wilmers Trust and have the check brought to Wilmers Boys School to the bursar's office and hand it in.
Wilmers trustee Douglas Arane. Payments may also be made electronically via the school's website at www.wilmers.org. You may also call the alumni support officer, Carlette Falloon, at 469-1313 or email at alumniwilmers@gmail.com for further details. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your usual company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary or high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Kadisha Watkis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, and this has been Jamaica's Promise. Until next time, remember, students today are future leaders tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.